webcasting to the world.
Do you remember the moment you saw yourself and God and God and you, and you were one with the universe and God and everybody?
Knowing the truth about the gospel.
You were one with the prostitutes and pimps and priests and kings, and there was nobody on earth that was better than you nor less than you.
That we are all righteous.
And no one on earth was any less in Christ than anyone else.
That's Mike Williams, and this is the Gospel Revolution.
Welcome to the Gospel Revolution Powercast for Thursday, the 9th of February, 2017, broadcasting from the home of Redemptionism, where we love every train of thought visiting our station of freedom. We're coming to you from the Gospel Revolution studios right here in Eva, Alabama, thanks to the generosity of GR executive producers Jimmy and Carrie McCollum, and where we say you have to be really stupid not to know that you are stupid. But religion in the end will get you there every time. But right now from Palm Beach Gardens in Florida, bringing you more CPR of the gospel, is the president and founder of the Gospel Revolution, Michael Williams. Hello, Mike. How are you?
Hey, Barris Bartlett. Isn't the definition of being stupid is that you don't know that you are?
I think there are degrees of this. There are degrees, I think, of stupid.
Okay.
Stupid comes in, you know, at different levels. Like you've got, for example, politician stupid.
Mm-hmm.
And then
that's like the bottom of the barrel, isn't it?
That's just above preachers and used car salesmen, I think, stupid. Although used car salesmen are more like crazy like a fox, aren't they? They're not really stupid. But religion will make you stupid, won't it, mate?
Well, it did me. I can speak from personal experience. It made me stupid. It made me depressed. It made me suicidal. It made me judgmental. It made me critical.
How the heck did you get past your 9th birthday?
I'm thinking I almost didn't. You don't have to remain in the straitjacket of any religion. You can think for yourself. You can look at this for yourself, see what it says. Now, you can get caught up in testimonies and people exaggerating things all you want. Because let me tell you something. If you allow personal experiences to be the guide for what you conceive to be truth, you are a sitting duck for any charismatic, and I don't mean that as a religion, I mean that as a personality. Any charismatic person can convince you of anything if it's going to be based on personal stories. We do not base our understanding of truth on anybody's story except Christ. This is the testimony of God. We believe God's testimony. I don't care what Jim's testimony is. I don't care what mine is. I don't care what Barris Bartlett's testimony is. 30 years ago, I stood up as a pastor in, well, let me see how many years ago. This was 1983. I stood up as a pastor in 1983 and read the Lord's Prayer, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done." And I told him, I said, I do not pray this prayer anymore. And I mean, you know, the board of elders was sitting there writing out my expulsion papers as I was speaking. And I told them, I said, you know, I said, I'd no longer pray this prayer because this prayer was fulfilled 2,000 years ago. His kingdom did come. His will has been done in earth as it is in heaven. So the will of God, folks, this has all been done. God's will has been accomplished. This is not waiting for the will of God to come. You don't have to seek the will of God. Make plans for your own life. You've been set free. You are free. What part of free do we not get? You say, oh, yes, I'm free, but I got to figure out what God's planned and purpose, and he's planned out every moment of my life. Really? And you're free? and somebody else is dictating every step you take and what you should do, and they're ready to punish you if you miss it. Don't tell me you know anything about freedom and preach that stuff. Just don't even go there, because that's not free. The power of this freedom is that, as we went through PowerCast ago, God's eternal purpose and plan was fulfilled at the cross. The purpose and plan for you was that you be free. Before that, God purposed and planned everything so you would be free, so that you could make your own purpose, so that you could make your own plans about life. You could decide who you wanted to marry. You could decide if you didn't want to get married. You can make all of these decisions. In fact, you have to, because God is not going to do it for you. Wake up, grow up, accept your righteousness, accept your position in Christ, in God, and start living your life. Stop having it lived for you, around you, about you, to you, and at you. Live your life. You are free. Decide what you want and do it. Because if you don't have a plan, there isn't one. Do you hear that? If you have no plan, there isn't one. Don't sit around waiting for the plan to catch you off guard and swoop you off to some place around the world where you will be in the perfect will of God. It ain't gonna happen. Why? Because you're already in the perfect will of God. You're already there. Folks, we have been given such a gift, and we squander it constantly. We are paralyzed in our thinking. We're paralyzed in our process. We're paralyzed in our purpose. We are paralyzed because of this completely erroneous teaching that God is planted, has a plan and a purpose for your life. No, he doesn't. Because his plan and his purpose for your life, unlike Isaiah, Ezekiel, Daniel, who had to do these things in lockstep the way God said to do them, for, and even Christ had to do these things in lockstep order, purposed, planned, regimented, happen now, don't happen now, happen now. Now's the time. Now is the time. This will happen now. That won't happen now. So for what purpose? So you could be free. Don't squander it. Folks, I raised my kids without an emphasis on education even, because God had a purpose. God had a plan. Why am I so upset right now? Because this doctrine screwed my life completely. And it affected my children in a negative way. To be able to decide what they need to do, want to do, what can be done, what can't be done, and purpose and plan from there. People who do not embrace that it is your responsibility, because you're free, to purpose and plan out your life without seeking what's God's plan. You say, I shouldn't seek direction? Well, you can seek all the direction you want. But please know, when you're seeking a direction, there's not a specific one you should take. If it's not an option, you're not free. Bottom line. Are you free? Folks, you can live your life in total bondage, but I have to give you the information. When you take your last breath, you're going to find out you've been free your entire life. You just didn't know it. You could have made choices. You could have chosen what you really wanted in life. You could have done it, but you didn't. I didn't, and I'm done with those days. I am finished with them completely. I have found out that I'm really not that bad of a person. I was taught that left to my own devices, oh man, I would dive headlong into debauchery, murder. I would be everything listed that the law says I shouldn't do. I got out from under the law. I not only got out from under the law, I found out I was free. I was free from the, please hear me. I was free from the purpose and the plan of God. I was free by the purpose and the plan of God. I was indeed the fulfillment of the purpose and the plan of God. Folks, these things get me excited. This is what we're wanting to communicate to the whole planet because it inspires me. It inspires the daylights out of me to revisit these old doctrines in their old, worn out, repetitive way. And then let's go look and see if these things are true. Please just believe the scriptures. Take those and let them be what they were of themselves described to be. An absolute sure place to determine what doctrine is. Isn't that amazing? That we have a sure place to go to, not just based on my assumption. This is what Paul said, is that the scriptures are the only place that was designed by God himself where you could go and settle the issue of what truth is. I didn't make that assumption. This was an opinion by a man we all love and respect, and that's Paul. Paul said we could go there and figure out what doctrine we ought to accept. Oh, happy day. Man, I'm telling you what. I want to break out into singing. Rejoice. And again, I say rejoice. In fact, you can just stay joyced. You don't have to rejoice all the time. I tell you, it's nice not to have to re-up, re-ante, recommit. Oh, my gosh, those days are gone. Thank you, Jesus. Those days are gone from my life. This desperate attempt to end what I was, become something I couldn't be, so that I could be accepted by God. And there is no human being that does not struggle with that. I don't have that struggle anymore. Oh my gosh. Now, I should be the most dangerous man on the face of planet Earth. I believe that I am completely free to do anything I choose without consequence from God's law. But here I am talking to you. Here I am talking to my friend, Barris Bartlett. Here I am putting effort into sharing this truth with you. Now, you might not be as impressed with that, but everybody else feels they have to do it. They're called to do it. They were predetermined to do it. Therefore, they have no choice in doing it. I got a choice. I don't have to be here doing this. I don't have to. To please God, to please anybody. I do this because it is the deepest thing in my heart to do. That's why I do this. I am free. Please understand me. I am free to do anything that has run through your mind that thinks I might be doing, and far beyond that. But that will be my choice. That will be my decision, and I will take full responsibility for every choice and every decision that I make. I won't blame it on God, and I'm not going to blame it on the devil. And because of that frame of thinking, I choose carefully. I think before I leap. I think before I act. I don't rely on some inspiration from outside to determine whether I should or shouldn't. I'm not battling a force. I'm not battling evil. I'm not trying to find the kingdom. I'm not trying to get into something and get out of something else. I am free, and so are you.
And so it is, family and friends, that we must leave you. Remember, the concepts of heresy and blasphemy were invented by religion for the sole purpose of defending doctrines that could not defend themselves. Don't forget to visit www.theteacherwithin.com and order your copy of Touching Spirit, The Letters of Minniminiki. I'm an Amazon Prime user, and I have not seen many five-star books there out there, but this one is in the top 1% of all book sales on Amazon and is without question one of the best books touching authentic spirituality I have ever read. It's a five-star book. Now, just think with me. Let me think.
I'm thinking I'm jealous. That's what I'm thinking.
Oh, man. Harry Potter. The complete collection of Harry Potter. No, not five-star. Sorry, only 4.5-star there. George Orwell's 1984. Five-star, right? No, that's only a 4-star book. This book is well worth your, goodness sake, it's well worth your 99 cents to get a Kindle edition. If you want a paperback, they're only $15. And if you can find Pep Washburn, the author, and you can through us, he'll even sign it for you. I know that for a fact. So go get it. It's a great book. We run a value-for-value model here, and it costs us time, cash, and energy to research, produce, and maintain this free product. This value-for-value model is the only way we feel that we can present the gospel freely and unhindered. So, if you feel that you've received real value from this podcast, then I'm asking you to stick your hand in your pocket and consider donating towards it. Why don't you call area code 321-220-4373 and speak to Jeff Robertson about how you can participate. Or go to www.gospelrevolution.com and hit the donate link. And remember, although we really would love to have your cash, it's not the only way that you can support the gospel. Anything you can do to help the gospel can make all the difference for somebody else just like you, starting their own journey towards thinking for themselves. Perhaps you would like to invite Mike to your area. It is easier than you might think. Call our office on the number we just mentioned with details, and we'll make that happen for you. So now, it's good night from myself, Beres Bartlett, from the GR Studios here in bustling downtown Alabama.
Downtown Alabama?
Yeah. Well, they're going to have a parade next week. I believe there's a goat and a donkey cart involved. I think that's all. I mean, it'll be bustling that day, I'm telling you. I mean, you don't see...
So downtown Eva is downtown Alabama, huh?
Did I say Alabama? I meant Texas, sorry.
And it is good evening from Mike Williams. I actually know exactly where I am, in Palm Beach Gardens, Florida. Oh, my... thank you for your patience with me. It's been an absolute joy. And thank you also for enduring my exaltation of Christ and freedom on this show. We have a magnificent, magnificent job to do. And as you can tell, it is our joy to do it. Thank you so much for participating in the pledge drive that just passed. And thank you so much for all that you do. Folks, we got a reason. We got a reason. And we have a purpose. But that purpose has been purposed by us. We know what we want to do. And we know why we want to do it. Join us. Join us. Lift your voice. And let all of our voices be heard together. Of the gospel, of the grace of God.
We hope you enjoyed today's PowerCast, but if you didn't, remember, just because you're offended does not mean you're right. So if you prefer learning how to think to being told what to think, then join us again next week, same time, same channel, where we're going to do the same thing all over again.
Better will be dangerous.